Good morning. It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today in studio, I have Skylyn Basso and Megan Maurer. Skylyn is Miss Carbon County Outstanding Teen, and Megan Maurer is Miss Carbon County, and their reigns are coming to an end. Right at the end of August, we're going to have a brand new Carbon County royalty. We're going to talk to them about what, you know, their platforms have been, what they've learned from their experience, and, you know, what's next for them. They were telling me that could be possibly the toughest question out of all of them. So, ladies, thank you for joining me today.
Yes, thank you. We're excited to be here.
We're going to start with Skylyn. And as Miss Outstanding Teen, Skylyn, what kind of things were you working on as far as, like, everybody has a platform in pageants. So what was your platform?
My platform is called Let Your Dreams Be Your Wings, and it's helping little kids follow their dreams no matter how big or small they may be. And with this, our first year of reign in September, along with other local businesses, held a mud run. And since then, we've been to a bunch of schools, reading them books, and just sharing my platform with the community.
And you were one of the ones that were 2 years, right?
Yes.
Yours was a 2-year reign because we lost last year, really.
Yes.
To everything. And so you've kind of been doing this now for 2 years, so you should be a pro at it. And were you happy with the way your platform and everything turned out? Were you happy
yes.
with that?
I definitely am.
Everything worked out okay for you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I guess the next question that I have is, what have you gained? What are some of the takeaways from the Miss Carbon County Outstanding Teen that you're going to take with you?
It's definitely been a growing experience. Walking in, I never thought that I would be where I am today. It's definitely helped me with public speaking and getting out and showing my personality more and being more comfortable with myself. I've also met a ton of people, and I'm so thankful for that. One of my best friends, I just got to see her for Miss Utah's Outstanding Teen. I went and watched her hand down her crown, and it was super fun just to get to see her and hang out with her again. I don't really know. There's been so many great things about this that I'm taking away, but one of the biggest things would definitely be personal growth.
And, you know, we just had the Mini Miss and Junior Miss and all of those guys mm-hmm. in earlier in the week, and that was one of the things that they said too, was getting out in the public and meeting people and making new friends and all those things. So mm-hmm. you've probably made friendships that are going to last you a lifetime now.
Definitely.
All right. And then finally, all right, you've had time to think about it. What's up next? You're a senior, you were saying.
Yes, I'm a senior at Carbon High. So my plans after high school, I definitely want to go to the USU Eastern and dance on their dance team. That's been a dream of mine since I was little. And I'm still deciding between being a pediatric nurse and a marine biologist. So big differences, but
that's okay.
Yes.
That's okay. It's, you know what? Everybody, it's follow what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Pick one and just enjoy it. Either that or just show them all and become both.
Yes.
You never
that's
know.
That's an option too.
That's always an option, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, Skylyn, we're going to talk with Megan now. Megan, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, Megan is our Miss Carbon County, and you got a year off, right?
Yes, I got almost a year off, I think.
Almost a year off. So you've been, for the past year, you've been Miss Carbon County.
Yes.
And when you took over as Miss Carbon County, what was your platform? What did you work on?
So I was working on this, and I am also working on it. I was working on it as I've come back, and it is a platform that I created. It is Feel for Kids, and Feel stands for Feed, Entertain, Exercise, and Love. So I'm going into elementary education, and I have just always loved kids and the idea of helping them grow. So I created my platform on just building kids and all their needs and everything that they need, and yeah.
So what kind of things have you done to work towards that platform?
So I collected lightly used to new duffel bags and I plan to take them over to the foster care and the Children's Justice Center. I then ended up adding to them and putting goodie bags in them with little bags full of deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrush, nail polish, like depending on the age of the child over there, they got to pick, and the gender they got to pick, and those went with new bags. So they had goodie bags along with their duffel bags. And we took them over there, and it was just the most neat experience. That center over there is awesome. They do so much, and I love that everything they stand for. So that was the best service project I could have ever done.
That was one of the things. And yeah. I would assume then, working with kids, you probably gained a lot from this experience.
Yes. I just love hanging out with kids, just seeing them anywhere. And I hope that they just take all that stuff and just use it to the best of their abilities.
So as far as being Miss Carbon County, what other things are you going to take away from it?
So last time we talked, I was getting ready to go to Miss Utah. So now I'm back after that experience, and it was amazing. Like, the best week of my life. I will forever take things away that I learned there for the rest of my life. It was awesome. So Miss Utah was definitely a highlight, and that was in the beginning of June. So that was awesome. I love just going to, like, even ribbon cuttings, just seeing our community do what they can to be successful. I love that. I will always take away my relationship with my girls, the little royalty, Skylin, all of them, their moms, their families. Like, it has just been a big family that I love and appreciate, and just meeting new people, like, from start to finish, top to bottom, it's just been amazing.
It's just been one big family, really.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
All right, so what's next for Megan?
So what's next for me is I am going back to school down at Dixie State in St. George, and I will finish my elementary education, and I will hopefully be teaching in about a year, so I will be a teacher.
All right, so you guys are pretty well ready to roll here on this. So let's talk one last time about when is the Miss Carbon County pageant? How can people go to it? Tickets, all that stuff.
The Miss Teen Carbon County pageant will be August 28th at Mulharmon Middle School at 4 o'clock, and admission is $10. And
okay.
If you need tickets, you can contact anybody in the royalty or even their contestants, and they can sell you some tickets.
And yes. Miss Carbon County has a Facebook page as well as a website.
Yes.
So can
yep.
they get them on there as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, yeah, so they can get them on there. They can message us on that account. We have an Instagram account.
And message us on our personal accounts.
Yeah, any account, message us, get a ticket. And then along with what Skylin said on the 28th, so her pageant's at 4. My pageant is at 7. So that mm-hmm. same day, just later in the evening. We have the teen earlier and then the miss later in the night. So that's what
all
our
right.
day looks like.
So yes. there you go. That loads up your day on the 28th, really.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know what, Miss Outstanding Teen Carbon County Skylin Basso and Miss Carbon County Megan Maurer, thank you so much for coming in today. And good luck to you in the future and everything that you guys are going to do.
Perfect. Thank you. And thanks for always having us. You guys are awesome.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.